when I asked me to pray a psalm over the church, is that right?
Prophesy
over the church. I'll be reading through this and listening to what Libby was singing. It's astonishing how God does these things, you know. This one came to me. And as I speak these words, it's important that we remember that this word is alive.
Yeah.
Amen? It's not dead words on a page, it's alive.
Yeah.
It's alive and well.
Yeah. Speak loud.
God, sorry?
Speak loud, you've not
mind. Oh, sorry, yeah, well, yeah. You can't hear me? Gosh. I was going to say, trust me, jobs I used to do, you could hear me a mile away. Take the point, Pastor. This word is alive and well, okay? And as a prophet, we often declare and decree things. And we trust and believe them to come into reality. So I'm now going to decree and declare this over the church.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And from this hour, you will see change begin to come into your lives and into this church. Amen? You can say amen. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because you see, God is never, never solemn and long-faced, but he's always serious. If he loves us, he's very serious, and he loves us seriously. Amen? Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. This is Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Praise his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations. His marvelous deeds among all the people. When have the people never needed to hear this? Amen. For great is the Lord and most worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what we're doing. He is to be feared above all gods. The word said, doesn't it? The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's not because you should be terrified and witless. It's because when we sin, it's not because we don't love Jesus, it's because we forget to fear God. For of all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name.
Yeah.
Bring an offering and come to his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. I'll say that again. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. You see, the Bible says in the beginning. So that tells us that he has the first word and he'll have the last.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled. He had the first word and he'll have the last. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the seas resound and all that is in it.
Yeah.
Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. And all the trees of the forest will sing with joy. For they will sing before the Lord before he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his truth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.